वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 18, entitled The Residents of Jambudweep Offer Prayers, text number 19. Striyo Vratais Iva Rishikeshwaram Sato Hi Aradya Loke Patim Ashasate Anyam Tasham Na Te Vai Paripati Apatyam Priyam Danayamsi Jato Svatantra. Excuse me? Yeah, we did yesterday, 18. Text number 19. Striyo Vrataista Rishikeshwaram Svato Striyo Vrataista Rishikeshwaram Svato Yaradya Loke Patimasha Zainyam Satinyam Yaradya Loke Patimashate Nyam Asa Satinyam Asa Satinyam Tasham Natevai Paripantya Patyam Tasham natevai paripantya patyam priyam dhana yang siyato svatantra priyam dhana yang siyato svatantra Striyo Vrataista Rishikeshwaram Svato Yaradya Loke Patimasa Satinyam Tasham Natevai Paripantya Patyam Priyam Dhanayam Siyatu Svatantra Sriyo Vrataista Rishikeshwaram Svato Yaradya Loke Patimasa Satyam Priyam Dhanayam Siyato Svatantra Sriyo Vrataista Rishikeshwaram Svato Yaradya Loke Patimasa Satyam Priyam Dhanayam Siyato Svatantra Rishikesharam Sato. Yaradhya Loke Patimasa Satyanyam. Vipancha Patyam. Yam Dana Yam Siyato Swatantra. Ladies. Ryo Vratayista Rishikesharam Sato. Yaradhya Loke Patimasa Sandhyam. Yam Dhanayam Siyato Satantra. Triyo Vratayista Rishikesharam Sato. Yaradhya Loke Patimasa Satanyam. Dasam Nate Vai Paripancha Patyam. Priyam Dhanayam Siyato Svatantra. Sriyo Vratayista Rishikesharam Sato. Yaradhya Loke Patimasa Satanyam. Dasham na devai paripantya pantyam. Priyam dhanayam siyato svatantra. Striya, all women, vratai, by observing fasting and other vows. Tva, you, Rishikeshwaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Master of the Senses. Svata, of your own accord, he certainly. Aradhya, worshipping. Loke, in the world. Patim, a husband. Asa, asha sate, ask for. Anyam, another. Tasam, of all those women. Na, not. Te, the husbands. Vai, indeed. Paripanti, able to protect. Apatyam, the children. Priyam, very dear. Dhana, the wealth. Ayungsi, or the duration of life. Yata, because. Asvatantra, dependent. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My dear Lord, you are certainly the fully independent master of all the senses. Therefore, all women who worship you by strictly observing vows because they wish to acquire a husband to satisfy their senses are surely under illusion. They do not know that such a husband cannot actually give protection to them or their children, nor can he protect their wealth or duration of life, for he himself is dependent on time, fruitive results, and the modes of nature, which are all subordinate to you. Report. In this verse, Lakshmi Devi, Brahma, shows compassion toward women who worship the Lord for the benediction of possessing a good husband. Although such women desire to be happy with children, wealth, a long duration of life, and everything dear to them, they cannot possibly do so. In the material world, a so-called husband is dependent on the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are many examples of a woman whose husband, being dependent on the result of his own fruitive actions, cannot maintain his wife, his children, her wealth, or her duration of life. Therefore, factually, the only real husband of all women is Krishna, the supreme husband. Because the gopis were liberated souls, they understood this fact. Therefore, they rejected their material husbands and accepted Krishna as their real husband. Krishna is the real husband, not only of the gopis, but of every living entity. Everyone should perfectly understand that Krishna is the real husband of all living entities, who are described in the Bhagavad Gita as Prakriti, female, not Purusha, male. In Bhagavad Gita 10.12, only Krishna is described as Purusha. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitam Param Bhavan, Purusham Shashatam Divyam Aridev Madam Vipajam Vibhum. You are the Supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, the absolute truth and the eternal divine person. You are the primal God, transcendental and original, and you are the unborn and all-pervading beauty. Krishna is the original Purusha, and the living entities are Prakriti. Thus, Krishna is the enjoyer, and all living entities are meant to be enjoyed by him. Therefore, any woman who seeks a material husband for her protection, or any man who desires to become the husband of a woman, is under illusion. To become a husband means to maintain a wife and children nicely by supplying wealth and security. However, a material husband cannot possibly do this, for he is dependent on his karma. Karma na daiva na treena. His circumstances are determined by his past fruitive activities. Therefore, if one proudly thinks he can protect his wife, he is under illusion. Krishna is the only husband, and therefore the relationship between a husband and wife in this material world cannot be absolute. Because we have the desire to marry, Krishna mercifully allows the so-called husband to possess a wife, and the wife to possess a so-called husband for mutual satisfaction. In the Ishopanishad it is said, Tena Taktena Bunjitaha. The Lord provides everyone with his quota. Actually, however, every living entity is Prakriti or female, and Krishna is the only husband. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arsava Britya Yare Yaiche Nachaya Setaicha Karanitya Nitya Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi 5.142. Krishna is the original master or husband of everyone, and all other living entities, having taken the form of so-called husbands or wives, are dancing according to his desire. A so-called husband may unite with his wife for sense gratification, but his senses are conducted by Hrishikesh, the master of the senses, who is therefore the actual husband. Om Gyan Tamirandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshunitam Jena Tasmai Sigurvenima Sri Chaitanya Manobhisham Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swami Rupagadamayam Dadati Shvabhadantikam Kum Guru Divachalam Pangam Langayate Giram Arikipadam Vande Sigurum Dina Tarina. Translation again. My dear Lord, you are certainly the fully independent master of all the senses. Therefore, all women who worship you by strictly observing vows because they wish to acquire a husband to satisfy their senses are surely under illusion. They do not know that such a husband cannot actually give protection to them or their children, nor can he protect their wealth or duration of life, for he himself is dependent on time, fruitive results, and the modes of nature, which are all subordinate to you. Is a great purport. Probably makes so many very wonderful points. So we'll just try to touch on a couple of them. We've heard many instructions how important it is for a man to be aware of women and how important it is not to become a dancing dog. And here we're seeing the other side of it also. It works both ways. That just as a man may become enamored by a woman and should be very careful, so the woman should also be very careful not to become enamored by the man. So they shouldn't ask for children. They shouldn't ask for wealth. No, I'm just joking. Or clothes, fancy bangles. No, the fact is that just as the man can fall into a deep illusion that this is my object of sense gratification, the woman also has to be very careful and not to fall into this deep illusion that this man can do something, that this man can protect me. Because ultimately, as Srila Prabhupada points out here, everything is dependent on the personality of Godhead. That in this verse, Lakshmi Devi, as Prabhupada is pointing out, shows compassion toward women who worship the Lord for the benediction of possessing a good husband. If they really want protection, if they truly want satisfaction, and it goes for the man as well, if he truly wants happiness or that gratification that we're all seeking in this material world, in conditional life, one should worship the personality of Godhead. That although we're looking for, we're desiring something in this world, whether it be children or wealth or long duration of life, everything that's so-called dear to us in this world, people are very anxious to have good children. I remember when my daughter was born, the first thing that raced through my mind was, is she healthy? It's a natural thought, because you know the horror story or the horror vision is there in the mind that are all the parts going to be there? So naturally we want healthy children. And as Prabhupada points out, every newborn is especially beautiful to the parents. Although if you're an outsider, you look at it and it's all wrinkled and discolored and looks like, you know, it's something that's been through hell. And actually, In many ways it is, because birth is a very traumatic thing. So it's no wonder. But we're looking, we're hoping that the child will be healthy and all there. Of course, you have to pay for that as well. That child grows up and ends up costing you. Right, Ravi? He's got a couple of kids, he knows. Ananda Krishna's here, so she knows. So they end up costing you. And everyone is certainly looking for wealth, no doubt. We're hoping that this will be the right deal, that this will be the right job, etc., etc. And we're all looking for a long duration of life. Everyone is very concerned nowadays, maybe even more, certainly more as you get older. You begin to think about your duration of life. How much longer do I have? Or what sort of health care do I have? What sort of security do I have? Etc., etc. Well, duration of life is a very big deal. We're doing so many things to try and protect that. Insurance policies and this thing and that thing. But as Prabhupada points out here, although we may desire such things, it's not possible. Because in due course, because we're naturally thinking, how long can I hold on to these things? Can it be an eternal thing? As Prabhupada points out here, it's not possible to do so in the material world. It's not possible to get that husband or wife, at least in this verse. In the material world, a so-called husband is dependent on the control of personality of Godhead, and vice versa. So, there's no such thing in the material world as a comfortable situation. And as Prabhupada points out here, there are many examples of this. People are striving and working very hard, but they're all dependent on the result of their own fruitive actions. In other words, it's so many persons are working very hard. They're working multiple jobs. They're trying to make so many plans and create so many situations, or try to develop so many situations for that security or that duration or that family or that wealth. But ultimately it comes down to one's own fruitive actions. What's karma daivana treena? It all comes down to what is it that we've done to deserve our lot, so to speak. So one may work very hard within this material world, but that doesn't guarantee that there'll be success. And again, as Prabhupada points out here, there are many examples. One may be working so very hard, but nothing comes of it. Wealth doesn't come, or there may be some problem in the family, or there may be some problem with the health. Therefore, the only factual, as Prabhupada points out here, real husband or real protector is Krishna. And those who are liberated, as Srila Prabhupada points out here, because the gopis were liberated souls, they understood this fact. Therefore, they rejected their material husbands and accepted Krishna as their real husband. Because Krishna is the real husband of all living entities, Krishna is the Purusha, as Prabhupada points out here in, from the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. He quotes this verse, Purusham Shashvatam Divyam. Krishna is the original enjoyer. And we as living entities are prakriti. We're meant to be enjoyed by him. So this illusion that this is my husband, that this is my wife, that we're meant to enjoy each other, this is all, this is not reality. The reality is that we are meant to be engaged in Krishna service, that we're meant to engage in works that are for his satisfaction. Krishna explains that in the Bhagavad Gita, wherein he says, Anghi sarva yajnanam bhokta cha prabhudeva cha, that Krishna is the only enjoyer, and that those who do not recognize this fall down into this illusion that this is my family, that this is my wealth, that this is my etc. But Krishna is the original Purusha. He's the original enjoyer. The living entities are meant to be enjoyed by him, described as a prakriti. Therefore, any living entity who seeks a comfortable material position, whether it be a woman looking for a man or a man looking for some woman, for their protection or to fulfill any other desires, they're under a very deep illusion. And this whole material world is revolving around that principle. The Maya Devi, she's very expert. Srila Prabhupada points out how she's a pure devotee and how she's very expert at her business of covering over the living entities. And as a result, we're totally enamored by this body and those things which are in association with it, to the point where there's no other thought, practically speaking. People have no idea how they're being swept away by this material energy. And instead of looking for a solution to the problems of this material world, of material life, of conditioned life, we're simply becoming more and more entangled.
As Srila Prabhupada points out here, a material husband cannot possibly provide these things such as wealth and security, because ultimately it's dependent on one's karma. Therefore, if one proudly thinks he can protect his wife, he is under great illusion. Krishna is the only husband, and therefore the relationship between a husband and wife in this material world cannot be absolute. Although we may think like this, that this is finally something that is going to work. But the reality is that it all has to come to an end. And in most cases, it comes to a crashing end. There are so many instances of deadbeat husbands. And broken relationships, because again, it's the nature of material life. Until the living entity realizes that it's Krishna who is the real husband, the real father, real lover, we have to go through this over and over and over. The Srimad Bhagavatam points this out over and over and over, and still it's such a difficult proposition. Can't seem to remember or figure it out. So it's a matter of hearing, as Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Maschita Sarva Durgani, that unless we hear from the proper source, as we're hearing here from the Srimad Bhagavatam, we're hearing from pure devotees, Srila Prabhupada. By their association, we're hearing the reality of it all, that this material life is a miserable proposition, that even though we may work very hard to develop relationships, or we may work very hard to create a comfortable situation, it all has to come to an end. And very soon, without warning. There's no knock, prior notice given. Although those who may have the vision, I can see the writing on the wall, so to speak, but that notice, it comes in a flash, that when it's time to leave this world and give everything up, you have to be prepared. And that means being fixed up in a devotional service, being fixed up in this understanding that Krishna is the our real shelter, that being absorbed or attracted to anything else simply means anxiety. And Prabhupada points out in the Bhagavad Gita in one purport, he states that the devotees should not be unduly anxious about executing their duties of existence. In the material world, people are generally anxiety-filled. So they have to take so many medications and treatments and everything else, diseases, as a result. They're unduly anxious about their existence. Therefore, they're working very hard. But the devotees, because they're dependent on the personality of Godhead for their maintenance, for their protection, for their enjoyment, they're not unduly anxious. Of course, we're anxious if our service becomes disturbed or interrupted, or how to increase that service, or how to engage more conditioned souls in that service. But that's a different sort of anxiety. It's not the anxiety that the materialists are feeling. So, the real solution, again, is accepting Krishna as our real protector, and not falling into this illusion that this husband or this wife or these children or this wealth or this thing or that thing is going to give us that satisfaction that we're looking for. It's not possible. So here, as Prabhupada points out, Lakshmi Devi Rama is showing compassion toward women who worship the Lord for the benediction of possessing a good husband by instructing them that if you worship the personality of Godhead, He'll protect He'll protect you. So that is a very important, it's most important instruction. We'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Mataji? Ultimately, yes. I mean, in the material sense, the Manasanghita explains how the father is protecting, and then the husband is protecting, and then the children are protecting. But ultimately, it comes down to Krishna's protection. These others, certainly we can make use of them. They're beneficial. But ultimately, the woman has to realize that what can this man do for me? It's all up to Krishna. He's bound by his fruitive acts. He only has a certain duration of life. He has only a certain... he has limited ability. But Krishna, he can do anything and everything. Because in society, that protection has to be there. Otherwise, there's havoc. And we see it practically in present society, because that protection is not there, it's a chaotic society we're living in. For the normal and peaceful function of material society, that everyone has to have understand their position. And when it works in that way, then a society is a very peaceful atmosphere, and spiritual life can be developed. But if that's not there, then spiritual life is out the door. Does that make sense? Any other comments about that? Sachit Tanoy?
In the early days, Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to a female disciple. He said, "Do not forget that Krishna is the original or the real husband, and the spiritual master is the real father." So I didn't get to see the purport, but we can understand that because we are all conditioned, we might to some extent try to give shelter, thinking that we're going to give shelter as a husband or wife, you know, to someone. But a genuine spiritual master has compassion, and you're not going to be let down by his so-called husband or, you know.
Yeah, in the material world, it's always a disappointment.
And also, Lord Brahma is offering praise to Lord Krishna, and he's mentioning that because the conditioned souls, their self-center, he says they always look after their own convenience. He says the so-called house, home, family, children, community, nations, and many other things, wealth, security, they're all just secondary things. Because if Prabhupada gives the example that if you are in danger, immediately you look after you first, even if you have family members around. It's just as that point right there explains that, because we're conditioned, we cannot provide that. But there is a shelter, of course. There's temporary. Even if you find a good husband, good wife, good family member, good leaders, it's temporary. But Krishna is eternal, and the spiritual master is an eternal benefit. They're the real well wishers.
Done. Thank you. Yeah, well, you can, you know, Balaram has a comment. We can, you know, the material body is a good example. We can do the necessary, the needful for maintaining this material body, but ultimately you have to give it up.
Haribol Prabhu, thank you for the class. I just wanted to share a recent occurrence in relation to the verse. And it's in my wife's office. There is a big guy. He used to be a lawyer of a big celebrity, just for, you know, it's very big star. So he's the lawyer of this big star. And a week and a half ago, he committed suicide. So this guy, you know, he's a big guy, lives in a wealthy area, Bel Air. That's where the big guys stay in Los Angeles. You would think that it's Beverly Hills or Bel Air. You're living the life. So you would think that, you know, the wife is totally dependent on the husband. It is a very unfortunate thing that happened. But in relation to the verse, we should really think that God, Krishna, is the ultimate shelter.
Jai.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One last comment.
You know, I think it's easy if you're married with a, you know, with a devotee, you know, because he understands, you know, that Krishna is the husband and, you know, the ultimate, you know, protection, and the wife too understand that. And then if you are married with a devotee, then you both are devotee. You have all both have the same realization. Then and then you are not this body, then you don't feel that like a male or female. You just are servants of Krishna.
Yeah.
And then it's no conflict. You know, you can be living the life like a husband and wife, and even the childrens. You know that this is my mother, my father, but we are devotees, and we pass this to them. And it's no contradiction, you know. It's, you know, the verse, you know, is perfect what they say, you know, about the Krishna. It's protecting us, and I think, you know, like the bodies, we understand that, you know, it's, you know, if I'm like a new, no, but if you're very new, then I think you have to, you know, like go deep more in this verse, but we. You know, I think it's easy for us.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a very important point. That,
yeah. And I hope my kids marry with a devotee, you know, for the life could be, you know, easy. Otherwise, it's going to be terrible. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, the point is that in Krishna consciousness, when we all understand our position, then there's no conflict. It's a fact. There's no conflict. Well, and there's Shilapa Padiki.